school and university, and students going back, and families returning to their own homes, then what? How, when Joseph and Mary arrived at Bethlehem, there was the sign, the wording, no room in the inn. There's no room in the bottle banks at the moment. There's no room in the amenity centres for all the rubbish, all the wrappings, all being taken away. And have we got room in our lives for the Christ child? That is the challenge. The good news of the incarnation is God is with us. And that's all wonderful when we have everything around us and all of the imagery around us. But when it's all gone, the challenge will be, how can we reflect God with us in what we say and in what we do to make a real difference in the challenges of these days and what this year is going to bring us? Because one thing is for sure, whatever this year will bring, yes, we may have our plans, we may have our aspirations, we may have goals to achieve, but we're not sure for certain what's going to happen. But one thing is for sure, whatever happens is all the more bearable knowing about the incarnation, that Christ is with us, not just, and this is the good news, not just on the 25th of December, but also on the 1st of January 2023 and every day thereafter. That is what we were celebrating in word and song. But are we with God? God is with us, but where are we on the journey? Are we with God? And I do hope, in the midst of all of the exhaustion and the busyness and the preparation that was put into Christmas, both here and in our own homes and in the community, I do hope that we can move forward to reflect hope, joy, love, and peace, and the light of Christ shining in us, Christ, the Prince of Peace, and that, yes, we can make room for Christ in us, in the midst of the stresses, the strains, the challenges, and also, yes, the opportunities that this new year is going to bring. And that is the good news of Christmas. And just because decorations are about to come down doesn't mean that good news is all parked until next Christmas. We were reflecting last night in the rectory having tea that when you convey kindness, and the best kindness we can convey is often our time, giving of that precious commodity, our time, to make a real difference, you get so much kindness expressed coming back in all sorts of different ways. And I wonder, what can we do as individuals? What can we do as a parish to up the bar even more as the challenges become more and more acute, to reflect the Christ child, to reflect the fact we're not on our own, we're not isolated, we're not lonely. Yes, we have family and friends and neighbours, and we give thanks for that, but also the Christ child comes with us. God is with us. In wishing you all a very happy new year, may we move forward deeper in our faith. May we have been encouraged through the Christmas services in word and song. May that have lifted our spirits, lifted our hearts to live and work more courageously, with greater strength in the community to make a real difference. And may the giving of our time and may kindness has been expressed in both word and deed be part of what it is we're going to be doing as we endeavour to serve Christ this day and throughout this new year, giving thanks that Christmas is not just one day of the year. The message is there for all time. It's up to us to ensure that it is carried through by how we live our lives. Good luck with the taking down the decorations. And good luck in the portraying and the conveying of the Christmas message. And may we be kinder people, and may we focus on giving of time more generously than perhaps we've done before. That would be a good resolution if you haven't got one already, giving thanks. God is with us, but are we with God? And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed to his most justly due all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Believe and trust in God the Father, who made all things. Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world? Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe.
Let us pray. In a moment of silence, we firstly bring our own prayers of intercession, our thanksgiving before God. Lord, in your mercy. And this New Year's Day, we pray for God's guidance and blessing upon all of us as we move forward now into this new year, giving thanks that as we journey forward, we're not on our own, but that Christ is with us. May we be with him day and daily. Heavenly Father, whose mercy is everlasting, accept our thanksgiving for all the blessings of the year that is now past. Take our lives afresh into your keeping as we face the unknown future, and fit us by your grace for whatever lies before us in the days to come, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Grant, Lord, that as the years change, we may find rest in your eternal changelessness. May we go forward into this year with courage, sure in the faith that while life changes around us, you are always the same, guiding us with your wisdom and protecting us with your love. So may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. For all the possibilities ahead in this new year of 2023, make us thankful, O Lord. Give us wisdom, courage, and discernment in the face of so much chaos, despair, and fear. Help us to see how, in our circumstances, we can contribute towards peace, faith, hope, and love, and give us the will to translate our desires into actions through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for our families, remembering especially family members who have been back home for Christmas from university. We pray for them as they will prepare in days to come to make their trips back to university. And we give thanks for the family times together during these past few weeks. We pray for our young people. We ask your blessing upon them in all the challenges and the opportunities that they are experiencing at this time. And we pray for safe travel upon them, that you, O Lord, will look after them, protect them, and keep them safe when they are away from their parents, their brothers and sisters, and their family home. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for all those who are ill at this time. We pray for those ill at home, for those who have begun this new year in hospital, for those who are awaiting surgery, for those in our nursing homes and care homes and residential homes, and for all members of the medical profession, each in their own individual role and capacity and professional skills. We give thanks for their work of care and support at such a difficult time for the health service. We pray for the families of patients, giving thanks for their love and support being expressed in so many different ways to sustain family members unwell at this time. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick and suffering. Help them to know your love, that they may seek strength from you and find peace and healing in your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for all those who are bereaved and those who mourn. As we gather here in St. Columba's this morning, we pray for the lady who was killed on the Upper Newtownards Road a few days ago, early in the morning. We pray for her family at a time of great loss. We pray for the Stewart family following the death of David before Christmas. And we pray for our many good friends in the Roman Catholic Church following the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Praying for your love and mercy and support and strength for all at this time. Give faith and comfort, O Lord, to all who are bereaved. Strengthen them to meet the days to come with steadfastness and patience, not sorrowing as those without hope, but in thankful remembrance of your mercy in the past and waiting for a joyful reunion in heaven. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we turn to our service sheet, and just before we join together in saying the prayer for our parish, we give thanks for all those who work so hard here in St. Columba's over the Christmas period with the many preparations for our worship, for those who've decorated our church, for those who have participated and shared in the various services, for the visitors who came to be with us, for family members back home who returned back to their parish church here in St. Columba's over these past few days. We pray that they have received blessings.